Earl Baum Center, Limitless Newsletter, Winter 2019. Growing up with EBC. Hobie Wedler was attending Petaluma High School just as the internet was gaining in popularity. A proactive 16-year-old, he wanted to be ready for college and his future. Schools weren't online yet, and he did most of his schoolwork using a Braille note. Although he used a computer for word processing, he required assistance with email and formatting. In 2004, Hobie sought help from the Earl Baum Center. EBC's IT staff worked with me to hone my computer skills, he said. It was amazing to have the vast information of the internet at my fingertips. I knew I would need these skills, not only to excel in college, but to survive. Now I could do research to get what I needed. It opened up a set of opportunities that I was unaware even existed. The Office of Education sponsored a weekly meeting at EBC over the course of 10 weeks for Sonoma County High School students who were blind or visually impaired. There, Hobie was introduced to independent living skills, cooking, exercise, and dance taught by EBC staff. The program also had a teen support group. We talked about issues facing blind and visually impaired teens in a candid, unabashed environment. That meant the world to me, Hobie said. I know everyone from the group is extremely grateful to EBC for what we learned through that program. Hobie first attended EBC before the center's current buildings were built. It was awesome to be able to talk with Larry Swenson about the plans for EBC, he said. Being a blind kid in rural Sonoma County and hearing from an adult who is blind about a center that was going to be built right here for us, it was inspiring. Today, after getting a PhD in organic chemistry from UC Davis, Hobie continues to be proactive. He founded Accessible Science, a nonprofit that leads chemistry camps for students who are blind or visually impaired. He and a partner created SensePoint Design, www.sensepointdesign.com, and that's spelled SensePointDesign.com. A consultancy that creates sensory-based product marketing and sensory design of commercial and real estate spaces. He received recognition by President Barack Obama in 2012 and Forbes Media in 2016. And he plans to launch a new beverage company with a line of spirits in the fall. Hobie retains fond memories of growing up with EBC. Needless to say, it's a fantastic program and one that I stand by 100%. It means a lot to me.